This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Every Monday morning, Tanya Andrix joins us from Crossing Healthcare. Tanya, how are you doing on this Monday morning?
I'm wonderful, Brian. It's really nice to see that it's cooled off. It was a nice morning walk this morning.
Yeah, Lindsay was saying the same thing. Has been warm, and we're going to get warm again. Right now, enjoy it for sure. Hey, we've spent a lot of time talking about a lot of stuff, and I feel like we've gotten away a little from all of the programs that you're using in your substance use treatment program. And one of those, which is the partnership with Workforce Investment Solutions. If you don't mind kind of going back to the beginning and walking through how all of this started and then giving us an update on where it is today.
Absolutely. So when we were planning our substance use treatment programming, a unique opportunity, a federal grant, became available for Workforce Investment Solutions to really try to work with those who are recovering from opioid use disorder or substance use disorder. So we partnered with Workforce Investment Solutions and together wrote a federal grant, and we were really very fortunate to get that grant. It's over $1 million grant. And what that allows us to do is to screen and place people who are in recovery from substance use disorder into local businesses to work and gain work experience. And the wonderful win-win about this is that the salaries are not paid for by the business, but it's paid out of this grant. So the win for the business is they get an employee at no expense to them. And the win for the patient in treatment is that they gain valuable work experience and develop a job, a resume, and a work history so that when they've completed the six-month program, they can then move on and get other employment on their own. Because a lot of these folks, when they've been in active addiction, haven't been able to maintain employment. So getting a work history reestablished is really key to their ongoing success. So it's been a remarkable collaboration, a remarkable opportunity. And now that we are down the road and doing this, we have over 20 people placed right now in the community working, gaining work experience. And that's a big deal for a community our size. It's really very exciting.
Absolutely. It's an amazing thing. And I would highly encourage. Now, you're going to have success stories. You're going to have failures, right? I mean, all of this comes with the problem at hand, right? I mean, not everything is going to work. Employers need to take it a little bit of a chance here.
You're absolutely correct. And we've had some situations that haven't worked out the best, but we work really closely, and Rocky has an entire team with Workforce Investments that works with the employee and the employer to make that happen. And so, of course, sometimes people in recovery, you know, can struggle, and we keep a really close watch on that so that there's good dialogue between the employee, the employer, Workforce Investments, and Crossing. It's really a partnership. So I think that it's one of those opportunities that if you are a local small business and you're willing to participate and really be part of the solution, you know, it is an investment into a person. It's an investment into the future of a person. And I think that if there's a local business that ever wanted to be part of helping and part of the solution, this is a really cool opportunity, a very low risk opportunity to be a part of that. And so I would encourage small businesses to reach out to either Rocky Wilkerson or me here at Crossing if it's something that you might be interested in being one of the business host sites to give folks a chance, because it's working really well.
Okay. So what's the best way for people to go about doing that or having that conversation, you know, or starting that conversation? How do they contact you or Rocky?
I think the best way would be to reach out to me first and, of course, calling 877-9117 and asking for me, or they can email me at tandrix, pretty simple email address, at crossinghealthcare.org. So tandrix@crossinghealthcare.org. They can give me an email, and then I will talk to the folks and explain this, and then, of course, connect them to Rocky and her team if it's something that a local business is interested in.
Okay, and if folks want to find out more about the campus, I mean, I know like we had large groups touring and all that stuff before this happened, but people can still find out by contacting you. If they've got someone in their family that's struggling with this, you know, there's help, and the resources here are unlike any place you're going to find in the United States of America, which is fantastic. But I want to get to, before we run out of time, the garden is back, and the garden bags are back. So tell me how people can participate in this.
Well, and so every Friday, Allison and her team has a market bag. And so it's a $5 grab bag, and it's filled with, you know, lots of sort of random produce that we put together. It's really cool because it'll have tomatoes and onions and zucchini and just all different kinds of combinations. It's a grab bag, but it's only $5. And so she sells those every Friday. And right here on the campus, right in front of the garden in our produce stand. And it's beautiful just to come on campus and see the garden, see the orchard, pick up your produce bag for $5. And all of those dollars go back into supporting our prescription produce program. And that is in its fourth year, Brian. And I know you and I have talked about this a lot, but it continues to grow. We have put over 160 people this year in that produce program. And we see a couple of really cool things happen. We see improvements in overall health. And so we measure weight, blood pressure, hemoglobin A1C if the person is diabetic at the beginning of the 16 weeks and then again at the end. And we always find marked improvements in people's overall health just by adding fresh produce to their diet. And so it's an important thing, but it's just also a really fun, unique thing that we do here that's not done many locations in this country.
All right, Tanya, we really appreciate it. And I would remind you, if you missed our Speak Up, Speak Out episode from last week, Dr. Ray did an amazing job, but more importantly, the expert at hand was telling our community just how important crossing is and how unusual it is, and at the top of the, literally the top of the charts when it comes to being able to offer health services to a community. So kudos and congratulations to all that you guys do. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Tanya Andrix and the folks at Crossing. And we're so blessed and fortunate to have them hear what they're doing.
Yeah, and they never seem to stop surprising. You know, 4 years into this produce, you know, is another thing, that the partnership helping people get back to employment. So it's that vision of completing the circle, not just getting people off drugs, but helping them rehabilitate, and then not just leaving them rehabilitated, but helping them transition back into life, and then, you know, then people can give back. It's phenomenal. We are very lucky to have this facility.
Oh, unbelievable. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.